Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
That music means it's time for another edition of the Donnie Football Debrief, Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. And it is sponsored by his good friends at Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Before we get to Donnie's big football topic for today, the Fan is partnering to support Pittsburgh Public Schools for the upcoming school year. I know when I was a kid, I hated to hear talk of the new school year in July, but we got to get a head start on these things. Looking to provide stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping them off at a location near you. For details, go to our website, 937thefan.com, to drop off your donation today. Donnie?
The debrief, July 15, 2025. Pony, I am amazed by you.
Why is
amazed.
That?
Because... now on back-to-back days, we have had two wide receivers around the NFL show their displeasure with where they are at.
Yeah.
And one of them, funny enough, plays for the San Francisco 49ers.
And one of them did it at a car dealership. Did you see that? Terry McLaurin has a deal with a D.C. area car dealership. The same way I work with Bowser and Mulsey works with Shorky. And he was there to shoot commercials today when I don't know if he was ambushed by reporters who knew he was going to be there, got tipped off, or he set up the media gathering afterwards. But that's when he admitted that he is, quote, pretty frustrated by his contract. And it does sound like he is mulling over a training camp holdout.
I'm willing to bet he set the reporters up to be there because if they ambushed him, he might actually be not so chatty about it, even if he is frustrated.
And then He just made it a full shoot, brother.
Well, I think the reason, nice. Donnie, why I don't make the big deal of these that I used to is because it seems far-fetched that the Steelers would acquire one of these guys now, especially McLaurin, because of how much they'd have to pay him and what they'd have to give up. Jennings might be a little... well, Jennings would be cheaper, in terms of the draft picks you gave up and the money you paid him, but Jennings right now is, what, a $10 million receiver? He wants double that. He wants, like, the Deontay Johnson contract.
Didn't he sign that little mini contract with them at first, and now he's already feels like he's outgrown it, basically?
Yes.
He got, like, a small...
well, he had a big
extension.
Year last year. He was the guy that took advantage of the Deebo Samuel... falling off the face of the cliff and the Ayuk injuries.
Operation Shutdown, Derek Bell. I think he's a big fan of Juwan Jennings. I saw Faribault. They're all champing at the bit about Juwan.
Well, the Steelers like Jennings. Somebody over there, and I can't believe I'm going to say this because it's very disrespectful to the person who he got compared to, but somebody at the Steelers whose opinion on players should matter, now not as much as Mike Tomlin's, but someone whose opinion should matter said, there is a lot of Hines Ward in Juwan Jennings.
He's like there's way a bigger lot than Hines of Hines
in terms of playing style.
So he's a dog out there.
There's a lot of Hines Ward in Juwan Jennings.
Fights for the extra yards. He blocks.
Yep.
Not even like a Hines Ward light.
But to me, honestly, like this is more of like something we would do and talk about than like a move actually happening. I think the interesting question would be if you could go back in time and do it all over again. Would you rather trade a second-round pick and pay DK Metcalf or trade a second-round pick and pay Terry McLaurin?
Terry. Scary Terry.
Really?
I'm just a huge McLaurin fan.
Yes, and I think most people are, but you seem to have taken your McLaurin love to unusually high heights. He's like your guy.
I just think he's been ultra productive.
He's like the Alan Faneca of wide receivers for you.
He's been ultra productive. He would have had he played more than 14 games his rookie year, he would have six straight years since he entered the league with at least 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Most of those years have been played on a Washington team that's been rudderless at quarterback.
Yep.
Until last year.
He's also 2 months away from turning 30. And I believe last year, the only wide receivers in the NFL at 30 who went for 1,000 yards were Davante Adams and Mike Evans. They're both probably surefire Hall of Famers.
I mean, McLaurin's basic numbers right now, I think, would put a guy who's averaging 81 catches for a bad team, 1,100 plus yards and 7 touchdowns. And last
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You had 13 tutties. I think he's got like...
He's not a Hall of Famer.
If he has 4 or 5 more years like this, he would be.
Well, yes, but having 4 or 5 more years like that into your early to mid-30s is very, very, very hard to do.
I also look at him, and other than the first 2 years of his career where he played 14 games 1 year and 15, he's played 4 straight seasons without missing a game.
Okay, and let's say I just want to...
I think he's a better wide receiver and possibly a significantly better one than DK Metcalf.
All right, that's where you lose me. Significantly better?
Yes. I think he is a significantly better receiver. I think he's a real number one. I don't think DK Metcalf is a true number one.
Why not?
Because his numbers don't suggest that he is. His best season was in 2020.
Yeah.
He has
no. Yes, that's the season that Malsey doesn't count the numbers.
He is also. He has also
heard him say
played
with Ben before.
No. He's also played for at least what the first. I'm trying to think when the bloom came off the Wilson Rose. Probably 22. I would think. He played his first two seasons at least.
He wasn't there in 22.
He played his first two seasons at least.
22 and 23, Wilson was
with the Broncos.
Was in Denver.
I'm saying, yes, I know. He played in Denver. His first three seasons were with Wilson. The two of those three seasons, I would say Wilson was still a really good quarterback. He's only got the one all-pro second team. He's only been a pro bowler twice in his career.
Malzi, he has 3 1,000-yard seasons. He missed it by 8 yards last year, and he's 2 seasons with double-digit touchdowns.
Okay, Terry McLaurin has 5,000-yard seasons, one with 919 yards, and if he had played with a real actual quarterback, like, I don't know, Russell Wilson through 2019 through 2021, I bet you he'd have more than last year's 13 touchdown season.
Let's just say I concede that McLaurin's better. I'm not going to say significantly better, and he's older. Exactly. Donnie, can you put your 2 cents in on this, please?
I would say McLaurin is better, but like this almost feels like the argument that we were making last week against each other with the whole Watt and Garrett thing. Because I would think back half of the career, I would like Metcalf as the better player because he's close to McLaurin. And he's a younger player. And
wait, why would you like Metcalf better? Because I think, like, we're saying Garrett is going to age better for what that position demands. I think Metcalf gets by mostly on extreme physicality. I think McLaurin's, like, the best of every world. I think he's a technician, and I think he's obviously a very good athlete. I think the guy is, like, high level at playing wide receiver.
Okay, Chris, but to defend Donnie here for a second, not that he needs me to do that, but I would say, and I don't think DK Metcalf is this guy, but Terrell Owens lived off of what you just said with Metcalf and did it into his 30s with no problem.
I think that's insulting to T.O. to compare him overall as a football player just because Metcalf is a physical freak. T.O. is one of the best to ever do it.
He is. But Metcalf is what you just said, a physical freak.
All right,
he is a marvel.
So was David Boston.
No, he was just strong and looked like he like had arms that looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger's and could probably have like won an arm wrestling contest.
So DK Metcalf is not strong and does not have large arm
muscles?
No,
he moves better and is an all-around receiver that's much better than Boston.
If DK Metcalf was still on the Seahawks, would he be their best receiver? I'd say no.
No, because they have Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Okay. I think he's like an elite number two.
But to be fair, if Terry McLaurin was on Seattle, he would be their number two receiver.
I disagree.
Because I don't.
I think he's better than JSN.
The other big knock people have taken with Metcalf is that there's always been another guy in Seattle that was at least pretty good.
Well, is that a knock on your boy John Stallworth? Actually, he didn't always have Lynn Swann. Well, I guess that could be a knock on Lynn
Swann. He was also better than Swann.
Because Lynn Swann always had John Stallworth, so that would be a knock on Swann, not Stallworth.
Yeah. Just here's Stallworth was absolutely the better of the two.
Here's 2021.
You love bringing that up.
Here's 2021, Terry McLaurin. Taylor Heinicke was his starter for 15 of his 17 games. The other two games were started by the legends that are Garrett Gilbert and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, whatever. He had 1,053 yards and 5 touchdowns. Would either of you like to guess the next two guys on the list for most receptions on that Washington team?
What year was this?
2021.
Logan Thomas?
Logan Thomas was 8th in receptions with 18 of them.
The way you said it made me think that he was 2 because you were trying to demean.
Number 2, J.D. McKissick. Number 3, Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Running backs.
Yes. So they basically were either getting it to Terry McLaurin or dumping the ball off with a quarterback who on his best day is like a what?
He's a
poor man's Fitzpatrick.
He's a really good receiver. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I just don't think he's...
I also think the thing with McLaurin for this team that probably should matter is other than this situation right now, he wants to get paid and he probably should. He deserves to get paid. He has been like the ultimate good citizen wide receiver for a team that really does not have a great track record of late with dealing with guys at that position. And I know Metcalf's been on much better behavior for his career than George Pickens, but he still occasionally has the outburst here and there.
The guy that I thought the Steelers, I don't know, have his contract in front of me, but the guy from a money standpoint who made sense for the Steelers to trade for was Olave if they could get over the health thing. The issue with Jennings and McLaurin is that you'd have to do the same thing you did with Metcalf. Trade and then pay.
Well, yeah, the die is already
cast. Give up the pick and then pay. They're not just going to come here and play on their current contract. So I just don't.
You guys are saying they got the better of the two here. I would have done it for McLaurin. If you could have done this over again, I would have done this for old Scary Terry. They did it, of course, for DK.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. But in this case, I think the masses agree with me again.
Do you want me to just put out a better receiver, Terry McLaurin or DK Metcalf?
No, because that's not the question.
Okay.
Who would you rather have, DK Metcalf or Terry McLaurin? And Metcalf is going to get, I would say conservatively, 75% of the vote.
You think that high?
Yeah.
I think it'll be a little bit closer than that.
Okay.
Thank you, Malls.
Just don't have as many ball knowers in the audience as I thought.
Oh, so Donnie's not a ball knower because he agrees with me? Go ahead, say it.
I'm surprised you're not more upset that I'm saying you aren't a ball knower with that implication.
My nickname's not Pony Football.
What is it?
It's just Pony.
It was your Twitter name's Pony Express.
I'm surprised we didn't get like a Watt or Highsmith for McLaurin during that segment.
From me? From Malsi.
I mean, I
guys.
You know I pitched Highsmith for McLaurin.
You said you would make that trade, Don. I said to Donnie last week, would you trade TJ Watt in a sixth for Terry McLaurin in a third? And Donnie said yes.
Oh, I'd do that deal.
Well, yes, we know that because Terry McLaurin to you is basically Jerry Rice's son. Actually, Jerry Rice's son wasn't that good. Didn't he just get drafted like 2 years ago? What happened to him?
Went to USC and then got to the league, and that was pretty much it. And then his dad, that's got to suck, man. Like,
what
his
happened
dad
to Randy Moss's son? Remember him at LSU?
Thaddeus Moss. He was like a what would they call that? A move tight end. He was an undersized tight end. Doesn't Randy Moss have another kid, though, who's like a much bigger prospect? I could have swore he did.
He had a daughter that played hoops at Thomas More.
Didn't she get to school on probation?
Division III basketball.
Also, didn't they get put on probation?
They did because of her.
Sounds like Randy Moss is going to be backing at the desk this year, which is very
cool. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, I'm very pumped about that.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.